Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Gulf Coast Roundup was an annual series of five fishing tournaments hosted by Texas Parks and Wildlife and open to anglers of all skill levels.
For the Gulf Coast Roundup, everybody was vying for points for the day and then for the end of the year.
Those points translated to prizes at the end of the five tournaments. Robert Adamy, a coastal fisheries biologist, says the Gulf Coast Roundup has been replaced with the Coastal Fisheries Bay Team Tournament.
At each event, we're going to have 32-person teams versus a whole slew of people like we've had before and target just the fish that we need for the hatchery program.
Including the spotted sea trout and southern flounder. Adamy says the tournament is open to experienced anglers 21 years and older.
A lot of them seem to know where the fish are, so they're experienced in finding the fish, handling the fish, and getting the fish back to the weigh-in. Because this is a live fish tournament, so we always want to get our fish in good condition so that we can use them for the hatchery. And generally, people that have been fishing a little longer, a little bit more experienced, are the ones that contribute a little bit more.
The next tournament to reel in southern flounder is set for October 29th at the Salt Club in Sabine. We'll have more about the tournament on tomorrow's show. That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.